Chapter 3. What is the vice of pride? The Latin term for the vice of pride is hubris. The vice of pride is exaggerated self-love that inclines us to see ourselves better than others. Pride is a desire for self-exaltation that leads us to seek our own honor and glory apart from the glory of God. Pride sees the self as the center of the universe, the center of existence, the measure of all truth, the measure of all reality, the standard of all morality. The vice of pride sets itself in opposition to God's wisdom and will. Pride sets up the self as the judge over God's word and God's law. Pride seeks to be the center of attention. Pride always has to have its own way. Pride seeks to control, dominate, and manipulate. When we look back in life and see that some of our worst moments, worst humiliations, bad behavior, biggest blunders, embarrassing falls, broken relationships, professional failures, in other words, life's most bitter memories can usually be traced back to our own foolish pride, which were failures in the virtue of humility. The vice of pride is the great destroyer of marriages. Pride is the stumbling block to growing in holiness. It is the greatest obstacle to grace and repentance. It forms the mental block to forgiveness, peace, and reconciliation. The vice of pride is the source of endless self-deception, vanity, and madness. Through it comes the lust for power. It is the door that leads to anger, violence, and war. It is an affront to God and an open door to the devil and the gateway to hell. If you give the vice of pride free rein, if you let it rule your life, you'll be just one step from another disaster. Pride always causes problems for us in the end. There is only one antidote for it: humility. Pride is only overcome by the virtue of humility, the root of all virtues, as was mentioned before. A simple rule in the spiritual life: no humility, no sanctity. No humility, very little merit in your good works in the sight of Almighty God. Likewise, the greatest obstacle to Christian discipleship is the vice of pride. Most of us struggle every day with moments of pride. Pride is subtle and subconscious. If we are not constantly on our guard, if we are not vigilant, the devil can use it to trip us up. The punishment for pride is built into the order of creation. Jesus said, "Whoever will humble himself will be exalted. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled." To emphasize this point, Jesus stated that the first will be last, and the last will be first in God's kingdom. Is it becoming clearer why pride is so dangerous to the life of the soul? Why it is the root of capital sins? The sin of pride cast Lucifer and his followers out of heaven when he told God, "I will not serve." Pride was the sin of Adam and Eve, who wanted to be like God. They wanted to decide for themselves what was good or what was evil, what was true and what was false, without reference to God. They wanted to be free of any restrictions. They wanted to be independent. The sin of pride led them to commit the sin of disobedience. These two sins introduced pain, suffering, misery, and death into our world, and is passed down to all future generations. Pride is the sin of the theological dissenters of our time who think they know better than the Holy Father and the magisterium of the Catholic Church. Recall the words of Jesus: "Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have hidden these things from the learned and the clever and revealed them to the merest of children." St. Paul described the proud as, "Professing themselves wise, they became fools." This is why St. Augustine called pride the reservoir of all sin. Then he went on to say, "Pride is the great sin, the head and cause of all sins, and its beginning lies in turning away from God. Beloved, do not make light of this vice, for the proud man who dislikes the burden of Christ is contained by a harsher burden of sin. He may not wish to serve, but he has to, because if he will not be love's servant, he will inevitably be sin's slave. Because of this great sin of pride, God humbled himself, taking the nature of a servant, bearing insults and hanging on a cross. To heal us, he became humble. Shall we not be ashamed to be proud?" In the book of Proverbs, it says, "When pride comes, disgrace comes, but with the humble there is wisdom." It says, "Pride goes before the fall. God will repay to the full those who act with pride." Blessed Teresa of Calcutta reflected, "If I have received everything, what is it that I have that is mine?" If we are convinced of this, We will never lift up our heads in arrogance. If we are humble, nothing will touch us, neither praise nor hatred, for we know what we are. Saint Jose Maria tells us to reject from our hearts any pride, any lust, any desire to dominate, and peace and joy will reign around us and within us as a consequence of our sacrifice. Father Joseph Malaise explains the various vices connected to pride, such as presumption, ambition, vainglory, vanity, boasting, bragging, and ostentation. Presumption is an inclination and wish to undertake what is above one's capacity. Presumptuous persons never seek anyone's opinion or advice. Presumption leads to ambition, which courts honors, dignities, authority, and power over others. Vainglory or vanity seeks the praises of men. A vain person is not satisfied with himself and his qualities, but he wants others to admire him. He adores himself, and he wants others to adore him. He is vain about his external appearance, about his clothes, his jewelry, or anything that makes him stand out in a crowd. Vain persons cherish the attention of popular people, but they avoid the lowly and poor. The vain person is deeply troubled when he doesn't receive praise from his should-be admirers. Vanity leads to boasting, which is bragging about one's good qualities or accomplishments with the intention of soliciting the praise and esteem of others. Vanity also leads to ostentation, which consists in posing and putting oneself on display in order to draw attention and admiration by showing off.